Hi guys, and welcome back to The Snoozing Freshman. I'm Emma.
I'm Bella.
I'm Tommy.
I'm Marcus.
I'm Carly.
And today we'll be talking about the novel Sleeping Freshmen Never Lie by David Lubar. What are your initial thoughts on the novel and how it changed?
My initial thoughts on the novel and how it changed are, when I first started reading the book, I was interested in knowing more about the character Scott, and I really wanted to know where the story was going, considering how his mom was pregnant. And Emma?
In the beginning of the novel, we find out a lot about Scott and who he is and how hardworking he is. And when he finds out his mom when he finds out his mom's pregnant, he kind of loses it for a little bit. But then we truly get to know him and who he actually is.
After talking about some initial thoughts, now we're going to be introducing character, plot, theme, conflict, symbolism, setting, and the style.
At the beginning of the novel, we're introduced to Scott and his friends. Throughout the novel, Scott loses and makes new friends. Also, Scott's mom is pregnant with a baby boy, and Scott has a very close relationship with his dad. There is also a girl named Julia, who Scott has a crush on.
Okay, Tommy, what do you think the theme is of the novel?
So I think the theme of Sleeping Freshmen Never Lie is responsibility, because Scott is always making sure he's good grades, taking care of his mom when he needs it, and making sure that he's on top of everything.
I agree that the theme is responsibility because Scott is really responsible when it comes to homework in school.
The main conflict of the story is Scott being nervous and afraid of high school and all of the challenges. On top of that, he is having many sub-conflicts with his mom being pregnant and him having a major crush on Julia.
I definitely agree with that because he, like, throughout the story, he has a lot of conflicts, and for him, he's handling them very, very well. I know if I was in high school right now and I had to deal with all of these things, I don't think I'd be able to handle it as well as Scott has been handling it.
I also agree with Bella and Emma because Scott is just afraid of, like, making sure he's doing the right thing.
Our next thing we will be discussing is the plot, and that goes along with the conflict in a couple ways.
The plot in this novel is Scott starting high school and then later finding out the mom's pregnant, which impacts him during school. Soon he joins after school writing. For example, Scott going into freshman year and him not knowing anyone has put a lot of pressure on him to find new friends after some of them left and others have just ended up drifting apart. Also, Scott had just found out that his mom is pregnant, and him not knowing that he is going to have a little brother to take care of scares him. Nevertheless, Scott has after school writing for the school newspaper, and it's a lot of extra work. But Scott therefore handles it really well and keeps time for everything else in his life.
And that is pretty much the plot. The symbolism of the story is Scott's unborn baby brother. The reason why that is a symbolism is because it represents more than it actually is. Although Scott's baby brother is not born yet, it represents all that he is for: family, working hard, and being supportive of his mother. Because if I was a high schooler right now, I know that if my mom was pregnant, I'd be a little bit freaked out. But Scott handles this really well, and that symbolizes everything that he is for: being caring, loving, supportive, hardworking, and that truly represents a symbolism, and it also goes along with the theme of responsibility.
I agree that the unborn brother is a symbolism because it motivates him to do better.
The genre is realistic fiction because it explains how high school could be and what could take place in it.
I agree that the style is realistic fiction because all of this could happen in a real high school setting.
I agree that the genre is realistic fiction because it gives us an idea of what high school might be like for us and how hard it can actually be when growing up. That concludes us talking about the characters, the plot, the theme, the conflict, the symbolism, the setting, and the genre.
A short biography on the author David Lubar. David Lubar is an author that writes books intended for teens and young adults. Lubar has also contributed in being an electronic game programmer who programmed Super Breakout, a game for the Nintendo Game Boy, and many other games for teens.
And now we'll be discussing about how the book relates to us about talking about high school. We know that some of his problems are similar to us in one way or another, like how he has to juggle his school load with all of his after-school activities,
like writing and going to different games. I know for me personally, doing a lot of work after school and doing many homework and after-school activities, that can lead to a lot of stress and unneeded.
With playing a lot of sports, it is hard to get your homework in on time and to do your work at home because sports take up a lot of that time, so you just have to do it and get it over with.
I know for myself, I do a lot of drama, and so when I have a lot of homework, I understand when Scott does the play how he has to get all of his work done on time because it does take up a lot of your time. And that concludes the discussion of the novel. Now we will be giving our recommendation on the book. We would recommend this book to any future high schoolers or anyone who's looking for a more difficult read. Our group would give this book an overall 4.5 out of 10 for the rating. The reason why is because the book was a little plain, and we would say the best parts of the book were at the starting and the ending, so we feel that our rating is fairly accurate.
I agree that this book is a wonderful read and that it is for a higher grade, but it is also more interesting in the beginning and the ending, where the most interesting parts are, and the middle isn't as interesting.
Our first interview today will be with Scott's big brother, Bobby. So Bobby, how do you think your brother is acclimating to high school?
I think he's doing a good job and like keeping all of his grades up and not really failing any classes and just making sure that he's doing a good job.
Could you say the same for yourself in high school?
No. Just no. I did not do as good of a job in high school.
How do you feel about having a new little brother?
To be honest.
So I think it's pretty cool, but Scott's probably more excited than I am.
So Bobby, why did you drop out of high school?
I dropped out of high school because I wanted to follow my passion in music, and it hasn't really kicked off yet, but it might.
Do you think your brother will ever follow in your footsteps?
No, Scott works a lot harder than me, and he's a lot smarter, so he probably won't drop out.
Okay, thank you so much, Bobby, and that is all we have for you today. Thanks for listening to the Snoozing Freshman with Emma,
Bella,
Carly,
Tommy,
Marcus.
And we hope that you'll come back to discuss more books with us, and that's all for today.